Deposit your drone dilemma. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? When I need them, my physical meeting. It's like a boost of my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. The SMG group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some bigs test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Promos at 6:30 hours, 12:45, and at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lightning kills a 3-inch Wundaponde. CBM reaffirms a commitment to inclusion, the rights of persons with disabilities. And in African news, Trump to host a signing of a peace deal between leaders of DR Congo and Rwanda. Good afternoon. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Three people have been killed by lightning, while an 11-month-old baby from the same family is in a critical condition in Chundaponde area of Lavushimanda district in Muchinga province. Muchinga province police commissioner Dennis Moller confirmed the death of the three who died after lightning struck their house. Mr. Moller said that the incident occurred on Monday, 1st December 2025, at around 17:30 hours in Chundaponde chiefdom. He explained that community members who rushed to the scene took the seven victims to Muwele Health Post, where the three were pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Moller has since identified the deceased as Naomi Chivende, aged 28, who sustained burns on her face, both upper and lower limbs, Malamayombwe, aged 22, who sustained a swollen body, and a 4-year-old Mumbasi Sobongo, who sustained burns on her face, hands, and on the back. He added that among the surviving victims is an 11-month-old baby, Kapia Woody Jr., who sustained burns on her face, hands, back, and a swollen head. He said Kapia is in a critical condition at Amuele Health Post, where he is receiving treatment. Mr. Mola identified other victims that were treated as outpatient as Kapia Woody, aged 32, who sustained a bend on his backside, right leg, shoulders and hands, and Chilekwa Mwansa, junior, aged 10, who also sustained bends on the right hands, while David Kunda, aged 7, has a bend on the lower limbs and face. The deceased people's bodies are being kept at the family house awaiting possible burial. A resident of Unshinso area of Mukoshi district, Cyprian Mlenga, has appealed for urgent improvements to the road leading into the community, highlighting the challenges caused by its poor condition. Mr. Mlenga explained that the bad state of the road has made movements a difficulty for residents and has hindered access to essential services. He added that the community also faces security concerns due to the absence of a nearby police post. Speaking on behalf of the community, he noted that many crimes go unreported because residents must travel long distances to Mukoshi town, where the nearest police station is located. He has since gotten relevant authorities to grade the road and consider establishing a police post to improve safety and service delivery in Shinso.
Abantu bale yangala no mboku angala ku angala ku angala pirubulibuli nduma tashile pochi la busiku so nga kuri ko uteko watu bika ko ka police post kuti chatu afu wako kuno kuishi so kuti waikala kuna lesa kuti wapi pabwe so kuri ba sisi pia bele ba webi ama tubombela ko kuna bala tubombela bwino bati mina ba report kuti wali kale kumukushi basasa ba mukushi yo mkwa ini chino mbala ba na basata no mbefu.
Mufulila Central Member of Parliament, Gordon Mwila, has welcomed the presidential directive to constituencies to generate at least 2 megawatts of solar power. Mr. Mwila noted that the initiative by the head of state will help address the power crisis the country is currently facing. Meanwhile, the lawmaker explained that funding for the solar power investments will come from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and the private sector. He says that as a result, starting in 2026, the portion of the CDF previously used for empowerment loans will instead be allocated to solar power projects.
So regarding the presidential directive that every constituency must be able to create capacity to generate at least 2 megawatts of solar power, it's a welcome move because, as you know, this country is almost coming to a standstill due to lack of power. And any efforts to contribute to generation of more power is welcome. And this directive, as I understand it, it will be in partnership. Part of the money to fund the investment in each constituency will come from the CDF component and the part of money from the private sector. So that is very much welcome. The impact that this directive has is that the portion of the CDF, which previously up to now has been used to give out empowerment loans, will now be channeled to investment in generation of solar power. So
Christian Blind Mission CBM has reaffirmed its missions to create an inclusive world where all persons with disabilities enjoy their human rights and realize their full potential. CBM Country Director Dr. Linda Kasonde-Nonde emphasized that the mission compels the organization to work at the intersection of exclusion and poverty and to partner with persons with disabilities, not merely as beneficiaries but as leaders in their own right. She was speaking through a speech delivered by Mr. Maliwe Maliwe in Mansa District, Lopla Province, on the occasion of the 2025 International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Dr. Kasonka explains that the event has served as a platform to listen to diverse voices, affirm the role of the families and the communities, and reminded all stakeholders, including government, civil society, donors, and service providers, that inclusive societies are not acts of charity, but expressions of human rights and essential foundation for social progress.
This year's International Day of Persons with Disabilities invites us to reflect on a theme that calls for renewed